Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going to be looking at AI and podcasting.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Specifically,
Okay.
Google's new tool,
All
Illuminate.
right. Interesting.
You guys sent us some articles about it. So
Right.
I'm guessing you're either really into podcasting
Okay.
or super curious about how AI is changing
Yeah.
content creation.
Makes sense.
Or maybe you just love the idea of a tool that can
Doesn't get
basically
it.
just take all this information and
Yeah.
like spit out the good stuff.
Exactly. And I think you've come to the right place for this deep dive.
I think so too.
What's really exciting about Illuminate is,
Yeah.
it takes this thing that a lot of people find kind of daunting,
Oh, yeah.
like scientific research papers, and turns them into podcasts.
Yeah, I saw that in the Tom's Guide article.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, imagine instead of like slogging through all the jargon and
Yeah.
footnotes, you
Yeah.
can just listen to the key takeaways
Yeah.
like you would any other podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really changes, I think, who has access
Like,
to
for sure.
this kind of knowledge, right?
Okay.
It's
Wait.
not just,
Yeah.
academics in ivory towers
Right.
anymore.
Yeah.
Illuminate can break down those
I
barriers.
love that.
Yeah. And I think potentially even impact things like
Oh, wow.
research funding or public policy if more people can understand the latest findings.
I know I've personally given up on research papers
Oh, total.
just because they felt like
Oh, yeah.
impenetrable, you know?
They can be so dense.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the problem that Illuminate is trying to solve.
Okay.
So it takes those like dense PDFs
Yeah.
from arcs4v.org,
Okay,
which
yeah.
is this massive online library
Okay.
of scientific papers,
Okay.
and turns them into like, digestible audio conversation.
It's interesting they specifically chose arcs4v.org.
Yeah, I think it's a smart choice
Okay.
because arcs4v.org is open access.
Oh.
So it's a gold mine of content for Illuminate to work with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, it's already a platform that
Yeah.
a lot of researchers use to share their work
Right.
before it's formally published.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this.
Yeah.
So I upload a research paper to Illuminate,
Right.
and it just like magically transforms it into a podcast.
Yeah, but not just like a straight reading of the paper.
Okay.
It's way more sophisticated than that.
Gotcha.
The AI in Illuminate
Huh.
is designed to actually understand the paper.
Okay.
So it identifies the key arguments,
Wow.
picks out the most important data,
Okay.
and even figures out what parts are like
I'm interesting.
the researcher's speculation
Yeah.
versus their actual finding.
So it's not just summarizing, it's like analyzing.
Exactly. And because it understands the content,
Yeah.
it can then present it in a way that like
Yeah.
makes sense for a listener, you know?
Right.
It's like having a couple of experts
Oh, okay.
discussing the paper, kind of.
So it's not just like a
Yeah.
robotic reading of the paper.
No.
It's like listening to a conversation about it.
Precisely.
The article also mentioned that you can like customize
Oh, yeah.
the podcast
Yeah.
based on your needs,
That's one of the coolest features.
which is pretty cool, right?
Absolutely. It's
Huh.
like choosing your difficulty level.
Yeah.
You can tell, you illuminate whether you want like
Yeah.
a quick overview
Huh.
or like a really deep dive into the research.
Makes sense.
You can even specify if you want,
Okay.
like a short episode or a longer discussion.
So this customizable feature
Yeah.
is really interesting.
It is.
And the article mentioned how it kind of fits into this larger trend we're
Yeah.
seeing with AI,
Right.
which is all about like
Yeah.
processing tons of information
Right.
and then spitting it out
Exactly.
in different formats.
That's exactly right.
So it's not just about podcasts.
No, it's about way more than that.
Okay.
Reza Martin, who's a senior product manager at Google,
Okay.
actually talked about this in a YouTube interview.
Interesting.
And she said, the big vision is to be able to take
Okay.
any kind of information,
Oh, wow.
research papers, books, you name it,
Okay.
and turn it into
Right.
all sorts of outputs. So think
Yeah.
like documentaries, interactive learning experiences.
That's cool.
Like the possibilities are endless.
So potentially, Illuminate could become like the go-to tool
Yeah.
for anyone who wants to get up to speed
Yeah.
on any topic.
Right. Not just scientific research.
Yeah.
That's the long-term vision.
Right.
But it is important to remember
Yeah.
that both Illuminate and that other tool that we mentioned, Notebook LM,
Right.
they're still in their early stages.
Right.
They're experimental.
Okay, so there's still work to be done,
Yeah.
but it sounds incredibly promising.
It really does.
So you've listened to some of these AI-generated podcasts,
Oh,
right?
I have, yeah.
What are they like?
Well, It varies, depending on the source material and the settings you choose.
Okay.
But in general, they're surprisingly engaging.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The AI does a good job of
okay
mimicking like a natural conversation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, is
yeah.
the information accurate?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something that
yeah.
developers are working on.
Right.
Remember, this technology is still in its infancy.
Right.
But the early results are promising.
This is definitely a deep dive I'm going to keep following.
I think we all are.
It's like we're on the cusp of
yeah.
a whole new way of learning and sharing information.
I think so, too.
And for you listening in,
yeah.
we want to know, what are your initial thoughts on this?
Yeah, what excites you about Illuminate?
What concerns you?
What potential do you see?
Yeah.
Because the impact could be huge.
Absolutely.
From how we consume scientific findings
Bye.
To how we educate future generations.
Totally.
But before we get into that,
yeah.
I think it's worth comparing Illuminate to
yeah.
some of the other AI tools out there.
Okay, cool.
You know, you brought up Notebook LM earlier.
Yeah.
That's another AI tool from Google.
Yeah.
And it's got a broader focus.
Okay.
So while Illuminate is all about
right.
those arcsorv.org research papers,
yeah.
Notebook LM is designed to work with
uh-huh.
all sorts of information.
Oh, okay.
Think notes, code,
gotcha.
Even creative writing.
So Notebook LM is like
yeah.
a Swiss Army knife
yes.
of AI.
Exactly.
While Illuminate is more of a specialized scalpel.
I love that analogy.
For scientific research.
That's great.
So back to Illuminate.
Yeah.
If it's this good at, you know, analyzing and explaining yeah. scientific research.
Right.
What other areas
That's interesting.
Could it be applied to?
Yeah.
What about other types of yeah.
complex information
right.
that could benefit from being like
yeah.
broken down into this easy to understand format?
That's the exciting part, right?
Yeah.
The potential applications are vast.
Okay.
So imagine legal documents being analyzed and summarized.
Oh, wow.
Making the law more accessible to everyone.
That'd be huge.
Or financial reports being transformed into like
yeah.
clear explanations,
yeah.
empowering people to make
yeah.
more informed investment decisions.
You're right.
It's not just about science. This could revolutionize how we interact with
yeah.
information in so many fields.
That's crazy.
And think about the implications for education.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a world where students can listen to AI-generated podcasts
right.
that summarize complex historical events.
Wow.
Explain intricate mathematical concepts.
That's cool.
Or even dive into like
okay.
the nuances of different philosophical perspectives.
That would be incredible. It'd be like having a personal tutor.
Yeah.
Who can break down any topic
right.
into a format that's mm-hmm. easy to understand and engaging to listen to.
Absolutely.
It could truly democratize education.
Yeah.
Making learning more accessible and engaging for everyone.
I love
regardless of their learning style or background.
Okay, so we've talked about science, law, finance, education.
Uh-huh.
What about entertainment?
Oh, absolutely.
Could Illuminate have an impact there, too?
Totally. Imagine classic novels
okay.
being transformed into, like,
yeah.
immersive audio experiences
uh-huh.
or historical events being brought to life.
Interesting.
Through AI-generated dramatizations.
You're blowing my mind here. Think about the possibilities for...
Oh, for sure.
...podcasting itself.
Yeah.
Right now, creating a podcast...
That takes so much.
...takes a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
But with Illuminate, you could potentially generate
yeah.
quality podcasts on any topic imaginable.
Right.
Just by feeding it the right information.
It could be a total game changer for podcast creators.
Yeah.
Especially those who are passionate about like
right.
sharing knowledge and exploring these niche topics.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world.
And for listeners like you and me,
yeah.
it means we'd have access to
right.
potentially infinite library of audio content.
It's like having the world's knowledge at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Ready to be transformed into an engaging mm-hmm. audio experience.
But as with any powerful technology, we have to consider
yes.
the potential downsides.
Of course.
What are some of the challenges or risks associated with a tool like Illuminate?
One concern is definitely the potential for bias.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the AI behind Illuminate
yeah.
is trained on this massive data set
right.
of text and code.
Mm-hmm.
And if that data set contains biases,
yeah.
those biases could be reflected in the output.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
And it's something that like
the
developers need to be very mindful of.
Very mindful.
As they continue to refine the technology.
For sure.
We need to ensure that like
right.
the information being presented is accurate, objective, and representative of diverse perspectives.
Absolutely.
Another potential concern is the impact on like human creativity and jobs.
Right.
If AI can generate high quality podcasts,
right,
what does that mean for human podcast creators and writers?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
And it's one that we're going to have to grapple with.
Right.
As AI becomes more sophisticated.
Absolutely.
But it's important to remember that AI tools like Illuminate should be seen as complements to human creativity.
Right.
Not replacements.
Exactly.
They can help us do things more efficiently and effectively.
For sure.
But ultimately, it's still up to us humans to provide like the vision, the insights.
The critical thinking.
The critical thinking, yeah.
I agree.
It's all about finding the right balance between leveraging the power of AI and preserving the unique value of human creativity and ingenuity.
And it's important for us to have these conversations now,
before
this technology becomes even more widespread.
Absolutely.
We need to be thoughtful about how we develop and deploy AI, ensuring that it's used ethically and for the benefit of society.
Exactly. It's our responsibility to shape the future of AI in a way that aligns with our values and aspirations.
Totally.
For a better world.
So as we look ahead to the future of AI and podcasting, what are you most excited about?
You know, for me, it's the potential to unlock new forms of storytelling and knowledge sharing.
Cool.
Imagine AI-generated podcasts that weave together different sources of information, creating truly immersive and the thought-provoking experiences.
But I love that idea.
It's going to be really interesting to see where this all goes.
And what about you listening in?
Yes. What are your hopes and fears?
About the future of AI and podcasting.
What opportunities do you see?
What challenges do you see?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Because this is a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
Absolutely.
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the practical implications of Illuminate.
Okay.
What are some of the specific ways this technology could be used in the real world?
One area that comes to mind is research dissemination.
Okay.
Imagine researchers using Illuminate to create podcasts that summarize their findings for a wider audience.
That could be huge.
Exactly.
So getting research out of like the ivory tower and into the hands of people who can actually use it.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Think about doctors, policymakers, even journalists.
Right.
They could all benefit from having quick and easy access to the latest research findings in their field.
It's like bringing peer-reviewed research to the masses.
Exactly.
In a way that's never been done before.
And in a way that's never been possible before.
And because Illuminate can, like, tailor the output to the listener's level of understanding, it could make even the most complex research accessible to a much wider audience.
It's incredible.
That's a huge step towards democratizing knowledge.
Absolutely.
Another exciting possibility is using Illuminate for personalized learning.
Yes.
Imagine a student struggling with a particular concept in their textbook.
Yeah.
They could upload a section of the textbook to Illuminate and get a custom-made podcast that explains it in a way that makes sense to them.
That's the power of this technology.
That's like having an on-demand tutor who can tailor their explanations to your specific learning style.
Personalized learning.
That's amazing.
It is.
To think about the potential here.
Yeah, but I'm also curious.
But I'm also curious about the limitations.
Oh, right.
Are there certain types of research?
Oh, for sure.
Or information that Illuminate might not be as good at?
Of course.
Air and handling.
Yeah. You know, Illuminate is still under development.
Right.
So there are definitely areas where it can improve.
Sure.
For example, highly visual research.
Okay.
Like studies that rely heavily on, you know, images or diagrams might not translate as well into audio.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about research that involves a lot of subjective interpretation or nuance? Can Illuminate really capture
That's a good question.
Those subtleties.
That's another area where the technology will need to evolve.
Okay.
Right now, Illuminate is best at handling research.
Right.
That presents clear findings and data.
Yeah.
But as the AI behind it
yeah.
becomes more sophisticated,
right,
it'll likely get better at handling
yeah.
more nuanced and subjective information.
So there's still a lot of
potential for growth.
But even in its current state,
yeah,
Illuminate represents a significant leap forward.
I agree.
In how we interact with information.
It's like we're witnessing
yeah.
the birth of a new medium.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And just like with any new medium,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take time for us to figure out
right.
how to use it
right.
most effectively and responsible.
And it's important that we have those conversations now.
Yeah,
we need
sure.
to be thinking about the yeah. ethical implications.
The potential biases. The
biases, yeah.
And the impact on right. human creativity and jobs.
I completely agree.
We can't just blindly embrace new technology
right.
without considering its potential downsides.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into
okay.
Google Illuminate,
yeah.
what key takeaways
oh, great question.
Would you want to leave our listener with?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that
yeah.
we're entering a new era
Wait.
Of information access.
Okay.
AI tools like Illuminate have the potential to make
yeah.
even the most complex knowledge more accessible yeah. and engaging for everyone.
I agree.
But it's up to us to ensure
yes.
that this technology is developed yeah. and used
right.
in a way that benefits all of humanity.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And to you listening in,
yes.
we want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
How do you think Illuminate and
right.
similar AI tools will
yeah.
shape the future of
right.
learning, research, and even entertainment?
What opportunities and challenges do you see?
What opportunities and challenges do you see on the horizon?
Keep those questions in mind.
Yes.
As you explore this fascinating new world.
Absolutely.
Of AI-powered knowledge.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep diving.
See?
So, you know, you brought up Notebook LM earlier.
Uh-huh.
And that's another AI tool.
Right.
From Google.
Right.
And it's got a much broader focus.
Okay. Yeah.
So while Illuminate is all about, like,
right.
those ARCS4V.org research papers.
Yeah.
Notebook LM is designed to work with all sorts of information.
Oh, okay.
So think notes, code.
Gotcha.
Even creative writing.
So Notebook LM is like the Swiss Army knife of AI.
Yeah, exactly.
While Illuminate is more of a specialized scalpel for...
Yeah, for scientific research. That's a great analogy. And it makes sense, you know, that
yeah.
given what we know about Google's approach to like AI development they're often working on, like multiple projects simultaneously.
Right.
Each with a slightly different focus.
Right.
And it allows them to explore, you know,
yeah.
different aspects of AI.
Makes sense.
And its potential applications.
So back to Illuminate.
Yeah.
If it's this good at mm-hmm. analyzing and explaining scientific research,
right.
what other areas...
That's a great question.
...could it be applied to?
Yeah.
Like, what about other types of complex information that could benefit from being mm-hmm. broken down into this easy to understand format?
Oh, the potential applications are vast.
Okay.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine legal documents.
Okay.
Being analyzed and summarized.
Okay.
You know, making the law more accessible to everyone.
That would be huge.
Or financial reports.
Right.
Being transformed into like really clear explanation.
Yeah.
Empowering people to make
right.
more informed investment decisions.
You're right. It's not just about science.
No, not at all.
This could revolutionize how we interact with information in so many fields.
I think so. And think about the implications for education.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a world where students can listen to AI-generated podcasts.
Okay.
That, you know, summarize complex historical events.
Okay.
Explain intricate mathematical concepts.
Wow.
Or even dive into the nuances
yeah.
of, like, different philosophical perspectives.
That would be incredible.
It'd be like having a personal tutor.
Yeah.
Who can break down any topic.
Right.
Into a format that's easy to understand and engaging to listen to.
Absolutely.
It could truly democratize education.
I love that.
Make learning more accessible and engaging for everyone.
Yeah.
Regardless of their learning style or background.
So we've talked about science, law, finance, education.
Right.
What about entertainment? Could Illuminate have an impact there too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Imagine classic novels being transformed into
yeah.
like these immersive audio experiences
wow.
or historical events being brought to life through, you know, AI-generated dramatizations.
You're blowing my mind.
Think about the possibilities for podcasting itself.
Yeah.
right? Creating a podcast right now takes
so much time and effort.
It takes so much time and effort.
But with Illuminate, you could potentially generate high-quality podcasts on any topic imaginable.
Exactly.
Just by feeding it the right information.
It could be a total game changer for podcast creators.
Yeah.
Especially those who are passionate about sharing knowledge and exploring these niche topics.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world.
And for listeners like you and me, it means we'd have access to a potentially infinite library of audio content.
It's like having the world's knowledge at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Ready to be transformed into an engaging audio experience.
But as with any powerful technology,
of course,
we have to consider the potential downsides.
Right. What are the challenges or risks associated with a tool like this?
Yeah, exactly. What are some of the challenges?
Well, one concern is definitely the potential for bias.
Oh, yeah.
The AI behind Illuminate is trained on massive data set of text and code.
Right.
And if that data set contains biases, those biases could be reflected in the output.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. And it's something that the developers need to be very mindful of as they continue to refine the technology.
Of course.
We need to ensure that the information being presented is accurate.
Right, accurate.
Objective.
Objective.
And representative of diverse perspectives.
Absolutely.
Another potential concern is the impact on human creativity and jobs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If AI can generate high-quality podcasts, what does that mean for human podcast creators and writers?
That's a big question.
It is a big question.
And it's one that we'll need to grapple with, as AI becomes more sophisticated.
Absolutely, but it's important to remember that AI tools like Illuminate should be seen as complements to...
Not replacements.
Human creativity, not replacements.
Exactly.
They can help us do things more efficiently and effectively.
Sure.
But ultimately, it's still up to us humans to provide the vision, the insights, and the critical thinking.
Absolutely.
It's all about finding the right balance between leveraging the power of AI and preserving the unique value of human creativity and ingenuity.
I agree. And it's important for us to have these conversations now before this technology becomes even more widespread.
Exactly.
You know, we need to be thoughtful about how we develop and deploy AI, ensuring that it's used ethically and for the benefit of society as a whole.
It's our responsibility to shape the future of AI in a way that aligns with our values and aspirations for a better world.
So as we look ahead to the future of AI and podcasting,
what
are you most excited about?
For me, it's the potential to unlock new forms of storytelling and knowledge sharing.
Okay.
Imagine AI-generated podcasts that weave together different sources of information.
Right.
Creating truly immersive and thought-provoking experiences for listeners.
I love that idea.
It's going to be really interesting to see where this all goes.
And what about you listening in?
Yeah. What are your hopes and fears about the future of AI and podcasting?
What opportunities do you see? What challenges do you see?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Because this is a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
Absolutely.
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the practical implications of Illuminate.
Right.
What are some of the specific ways this technology could be used in the real world?
One area that comes to mind is research dissemination.
Okay.
Imagine researchers using Illuminate to create podcasts that summarize their findings for a wider audience.
Yeah, that could be huge for getting research out of the ivory tower.
Exactly.
And into the hands of people who can actually use it.
That's the goal.
Like, think about doctors, policymakers, even journalists.
Right, they could all benefit from having quick and easy access to...
Oh, for sure.
...the latest research findings in their fields.
It's like bringing peer-reviewed research to the masses
in
a way that's never been done before.
In a way that's never even been possible.
Right. And because Illuminate can tailor the output to the listener's level of understanding.
That's right.
It could make even the most complex research accessible to a much wider audience.
It's incredible.
That's a huge step towards democratizing knowledge.
Absolutely.
Another exciting possibility is using Illuminate for...
Oh, yeah. Personalized learning.
Yeah, personalized learning.
Imagine a student who's struggling with a particular concept.
Okay.
In their textbook.
Yeah.
They could just upload a section of the textbook.
Okay.
To Illuminate.
Right.
And get a custom-made podcast.
Oh, wow.
That explains it in a way that makes sense to them.
That's like having an on-demand tutor.
Exactly.
Who can tailor the explanation to your specific learning style.
It's amazing.
That's incredible to think about all the potential here.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious about the limitations.
Sure.
Are there certain types of research where information that Illuminate might not be as good at handling?
That's a great question. And, you know, Illuminate's still under development.
Right.
So there are definitely areas where it can improve.
Okay.
For example, highly visual research.
Okay.
Like studies that rely heavily on images or diagrams.
Yeah.
Might not translate as well into an audio format.
That makes sense.
Right.
What about research that involves...
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
A lot of subjective interpretation or nuance.
Right. Can Illuminate really capture those subtleties?
Yeah.
That's another area where I think the technology will need to evolve.
Okay.
Right now, Illuminate is best at handling research that presents clear findings and data.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But as the AI behind it becomes more sophisticated,
right,
it'll likely get better at handling more nuanced and subjective information.
So there's still a lot of potential for growth and development.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even in its current state, Illuminate represents a significant leap forward.
I agree.
In how we interact with information.
It's like we're witnessing the birth of a new medium.
I think that's a great way to put it.
And just like with any new medium, it's going to take time for us to figure out how to use it most effectively and responsibly.
Right. And it's important that we have these conversations now
before
it becomes even more widespread.
Exactly.
We need to be thinking about the ethical implications.
For sure.
The potential biases.
The biases.
The impact on human creativity and jobs.
Absolutely. We can't just blindly embrace new technology without considering its potential downsides.
We have to be thoughtful about how we develop and deploy these tools.
Right.
And make sure they're being used ethically and for the benefit of everyone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Google Illuminate, what key takeaways would you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we are entering a new era of information access.
Mm.
AI tools like Illuminate have the potential to make even the most complex knowledge more accessible and engaging for everyone.
I agree.
But it's up to us to ensure that this technology is developed and used in a way that benefits all of humanity.
That's a powerful message. And to you listening in, we want to leave you with this thought.
Yes.
How do you think Illuminate and similar AI tools will shape the future?
What do you think?
Of learning, research, and even entertainment.
What opportunities do you see?
What opportunities and challenges?
And what challenges do you see?
Do you see on the horizon?
Keep those questions in mind.
Yes.
As you explore this fascinating new world
Absolutely.
Of AI-powered knowledge.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep diving.
See you later.